listening to Zing News. I'm Amelia. Emma steps up to fight hunger by joining the Fair Share Footsteps Challenge. A long walk is a good way to work up an appetite, but for inspirational prep student Emma Red, it's also a way to solve hunger. Emma, 6, is taking part in the Fair Share Footsteps Challenge, promising to walk 100 kilometers to raise money to help feed people in need. And her efforts are already paying off. So far, she's clocked up 19 kilometers and is on the top of the Little Footsteps leaderboard. Well, on the way to meeting her fundraising goal of $2,000. Moving makes you feel happy, and helping other people makes you feel happy too, Emma said. Every school day, I'm walking, running, or riding 1 kilometer. Then, on the weekends, I am doing a lot more. I have been going up and down my long driveway. Sometimes I even stop and feed the cows. Growing up in country Victoria with lots of fruits and vegetables in her home garden, Emma understands the importance of nutritious food. It helps us grow and stay healthy. It also helps us stay alive and have lots of energy, she said. The Footsteps Challenge is run by charity kitchen Fair Share and was inspired by its chefs, who walked about 15 kilometers a day as they turned rescued and donated food into 50,000 free and nutritious meals for the needy each week. The charity rescues fresh produce, including from supermarkets, manufacturers, farmers, and wholesale businesses. That would be otherwise be thrown out because it is surplus and has not been used. A small team of Fair Share chefs and 1,500 community volunteers cook home-style meals, including roasts, casseroles, pastas, and savory pastries for hundreds of charities across Australia, including soup vans, homeless shelters, women's refuges, and community food banks. The Footsteps Challenge encourages participants to move for meals by walking, running, riding, or even swimming their target distance of 25 kilometers, 50 kilometers, 100 kilometers, or 150 kilometers over 15 days. This year's Footsteps Challenge runs from Sunday, October 3rd, to Sunday, October 17th. News from Kids News. Thank you for your listening.